It's The Current's Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. Today is Thursday, August 23rd. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade, and I have a collector's item for the Beatle fans on the way.
And our colleague Mary Lucia is going to be checking in to help us pay tribute to the late Ed King. Lynyrd Skynyrd guitarist has just died at age 68. But first, a few of today's other stories. So Aretha Franklin, it's been revealed, died without leaving a will.
Who does that if you're that big of an icon these days?
And in this case, those descendants include her four sons who have filed documents in a Michigan court listing themselves as interested parties, meaning they want to be part of probate proceedings moving forward. And they checked a box saying they are not aware of the existence of a will. So I'm sure there'll be much more news to come on this front in coming weeks and months. Meanwhile, there's an unofficial lineup leak for next Thursday's tribute concert in Detroit to Aretha Franklin. Apparently Gladys Knight, the Four Tops, and many more are slated to perform. And then there is still that big tribute that apparently has been in the works for months, organizers say, planned for New York City, November 14th, Madison Square Garden. We are pretty sure that Clive Davis is coordinating that, but no lineup or other details have yet been announced. Countertenor David Daniels, one of the biggest stars of the opera world, has been accused of rape. A baritone named Samuel Schultz says that Daniels and Daniels' partner, Scott Walters, now his husband, drugged and raped him in 2010. Both men are denying the allegations, but Daniels has taken a leave from his teaching position at the University of Michigan. So if you're a music fan with a tiger cub and $1,195, you are set for this Halloween. With those resources, you can recreate the gatefold of Michael Jackson's album, Thriller.
Whoa, wait, explain more.
So Hugo Boss, the designer, is now selling replicas of the white suit worn by Michael Jackson in the cover shoot for Thriller. What I am wondering about is the fact that the Hugo Boss white suit is not an exact replica of the 80s style rocked by Michael Jackson on that Thriller album cover. It's actually an adaptation of that suit that is, according to Billboard, quote, made from lightweight twill with a three-button cuff jacket and a slightly slimmer fit than the one the singer wore in the height of the oversized 80s, and pants with a few less pleats. This is all part of Hugo Boss's new Boss times Michael Jackson collection, which is being launched to mark the musician's 60th birthday coming up on August 29th.
All right, so this October, it seems like we're celebrating a lot of anniversaries and things like that, but this October would have been John Lennon's 78th birthday. And for Beatles collection completists or just fans of John Lennon in general, I now have a way for you to celebrate this. October 5th, there are multiple things coming out for you to enjoy. Two films that John Lennon made with Yoko Ono are going to be released that day, one called Imagine and one called Gimme Some Truth. But also, there's going to be, and this is the real collector's item, a new box set. It's going to be called Imagine the Ultimate Collection. It's going to be released on October 5th. And this is an intensely deep look at the album Imagine. The original came out in 1971, but this, Jay, it's got brand new mixes, the best sound quality versions of the original songs, plus there's these behind-the-scenes rehearsals takes, and there's a documentary that showcases how each song was created.
I imagine this release will help people to reevaluate Yoko Ono's role in the creation of that album as well. She was just given songwriting credit on Imagine. I feel like people are sort of reconsidering Yoko Ono's contribution to John Lennon's work in the 70s.
Yeah, and that's what a lot of it is. It's a lot of her involvement. There's liner notes now in this booklet, and a lot of Yoko Ono's thoughts and sort of what was happening behind the scenes is in there. And you can even hear John and Yoko at the very end of this demo having this little conversation.
I hope someday you join us.
Okay. Tell me when.
So news has just broken that guitarist Ed King has died at age 68. He was a member of the Strawberry Alarm Clock, the 60s band that did Incense and Peppermints. But most famously, he was a member of Lynyrd Skynyrd in the early 70s, then rejoining the band from the 80s into the 90s. And although his time in the band was limited, his impact was huge. Jade, you and I don't necessarily go super deep on Southern rock.
No, that's not totally my jam.
So I asked our colleague Mary Lucia to share some of her thoughts on Ed King.
He always described himself from the very beginning as being the most outsider of them because he was from California. He didn't have those Southern roots. He had been in sort of trippy 60s bands like the Strawberry Alarm Clock. And yet his guitar playing was what attracted them. And the Stratocaster sound that he got, obviously, on Sweet Home Alabama is legendary.
And he co-wrote that song.
And it just, when he's playing the riff just simply by itself, you go, that's amazing. You see exactly why he fit in. He was a phenomenal musician. But yeah, he always said, if you notice in the band pictures, he's always the one that's off to the side or looking the wrong way. So he sort of was a self-described black sheep.
He was only a member of the band for a few years,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he quit. Believe it or not, you have to imagine how rowdy did it get for him to go, well, that's it for me. So he did bail out, obviously, before the crash, but he bailed out a little early because I think he was getting tired. He described, why do you want to break up your hotel room? I just want a nice place to sleep. You know, so he wasn't at all about let's whip TVs out windows.
Ed King was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2006 as a member of Lynyrd Skynyrd. So our viral clip today is a new music video for a single from Interpol starring Kristen Stewart.
And I feel like saying music video cheapens it because this felt like a film. And let me tell you, it is the coolest party that you will never be invited to.
I watched this video and I was like, I've been in a relationship with someone like that. It wasn't actually like that, but it felt like this because Kristen Stewart plays someone who gets into this club past a bouncer who clearly is not enthused about letting her in. And we see why once she makes it into the club. She just starts making out with everyone, goes back in the kitchen, helps herself to some food, goes in the bathroom, things happen, and by the end she gets ejected from the club along with her date, who's played by Finn Wittrock from La La Land, and seems to have just had herself a fine old time. And we're kind of led to believe that this is the kind of time she's had often at this club and others. But in the meantime, the whole time, Interpol are up on stage playing their new song, If You Really Love Nothing, which is a single from their album Marauder, coming out tomorrow. And that's today's music news. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade.
Our producer is Anna Reed. You can read more about these stories, see that short film starring Kristen Stewart at thecurrent.org. We'll be back tomorrow with more music news headlines.